Cool. Onwards and upwards, group two. So the oxides for these ones then, same as before, we've got the straight oxide and we've got the peroxide once we get to strontium and barium. The beryllium sitting at the top makes an insoluble oxide which is referred to as amphoteric. Now amphoteric means that this thing is going to behave both as an acid and as a base, and we'll see how that works in a second, but that's what amphoteric means. The group 2 oxides again are basic. They're reacting with water to form metal hydroxides. Those metal hydroxides in solution immediately dissociate, fall apart and release OH minus, which makes a basic solution. And you can see now why it gets a little scary, because there are rather a lot of equations. They're very simple equations, okay, but there's no cheat sheet at the back that says this is the equation for group 2 oxides forming peroxides. You have to have memorized those equations to back this up. Now, Colette for sure will be friendly, like I always am, to try and give you a little pointer as the way that it might sort of evolve the question. But nevertheless, you'll have to do some work on equations. Without equations, you're not getting the marks. Just straight up. Yep. So the basicity of these oxides, our group 2 oxides, we refer to these ones then